Okay, Jess, now your opponent for this weekend.
Yeah.
You know much of them?
So young Chantelle Hissey, so yeah. She's from Brisbane. I trained with Tyler when she was prepping for her fight against Chantelle at the end of last year.
Okay.
So that's when I sort of started to first hear about Chantelle. Mm. And she is a really good little fighter. I watched the fight that she had against Tyler, and it was a great little battle. Like, they both fought hard, and Tyler came away with that win. So we were all very proud of her.
Exactly.
Coming home with that Australian title.
Yeah.
So I've got Chantelle this weekend here in Townsville. So I am looking forward to it. Mm. When Dad first said about going up against Chantelle, I was a bit like, because she has got a lot of experience.
Yeah.
She's had about 18 fights, and I've had the one fight.
But you've got good trainers here in this city.
Yes, lucky enough, I have got a good trainer, and lucky enough, I've got a good team that I train with and spar with as well. So I do feel ready for this weekend, and I know that it's going to be a good learning experience for me for the June 26th fight as well.
The big one coming up. How long have you been boxing?
So I have been doing the training with Dad since I was probably about 11, 12 years old. Yeah, so I have been doing it for a long time. And I've always loved the training, getting in there and being a part of the team. I've always done other sports as well, but boxing training, there's just like, it's just another step. Like, it's just like, it's very intense. I get a lot out of it mentally and physically.
Sure.
So I really enjoy it. Always wanted to have a fight. That didn't really happen until the end of last year. I thought to myself, if I don't get in there and do it now, I probably won't ever have that chance again.
Didn't I see you at Brothers?
Yeah. So I had my first fight at Brothers, and then I had an expedition against Tyler at Brothers as well. So they're the two that I've sort of done. Mm-hmm. And then this weekend, so it'll be my second amateur fight after this weekend.
Yes, and then the big one, of course, which is happening at the Townsville Convention Centre June 26th, and that's all about getting the community together too. And you do quite a bit of community work as well too.
Yeah, so I work for Shine for Kids here in Townsville.
Okay.
And we work with the families out at the correctional centre. So basically what we do is we support the children that have a family member in the correctional centre.
Right.
My role is the family and child coordinator. And what I do is I run a parenting program with the mums. So we run a program where we try and help the mothers understand the children's development, and also when they've gone through some traumatic experiences, we want to try and help the women understand how to support their children through those times as well, and understand sort of like the impact those things can have on their children. So this is where that's a program that we do. The women get a lot out of it. I also run the playgroup out at the prison once a week. So
You're busy.
Yeah. So we sort of just help the mums reconnect with their children and have that time with their kids. So it's a very rewarding job. And I think this is when Dad approached me with the opportunity for the June 26th fight. With the message behind it and everything, that's where I am quite passionate about it.
I can sense that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it meant like, and also it's about the message about that fight night is all about our community coming together. Let's have our role models that have done amazing, you know, work, and they've achieved so much in their boxing careers. Let's showcase that to our youth, that this is something that they can do as well.
That's what the kids need, good role models.
Yeah, so this is where, with that opportunity, I thought to myself, I can't say no to it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So I know it's going to be definitely hard, but at the same time, like, I'm up for a challenge. Yeah.
You are indeed. You'll go well, Jess. Look, like I said, your coaches are fantastic. Of course, the big one, which is on the 26th, and this weekend, if you want to go along to it, it's at the Centenary TAV.
On Saturday night.
Yep. Huge. Jess, thanks for coming in, and best of luck for the weekend, Jess.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
Yeah.